Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Is this on?
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest kid show in the world. It's got everything you could ever want. It's got clowns, it's got ninjas, it's got worshiping the devil in a pentagram. It's got old men impregnating young women. Kid show! You know, you'd wake up early on Saturday and watch cartoons just like it.
Why do you have a PG era when you're going to have adult topics all the time? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, my God.
I was going to save this line for that segment, but I was like, it's like they just took the worst things about the Attitude Era and put them, on Raw. Like,
Yeah.
Like Lacey Evans is going to give birth to a hand.
Probably.
It's going to be like a Benjamin Button baby. It's going to be all old.
It'll look just like Ric Flair.
Yeah. It'll just be CGI.
It'll just be Ric Flair like, I'm a baby, goo goo gaga, or woo woo wah wah.
Give me some of them kids, mama.
Yeah. It's not good.
No.
It's not good. Oh, God. Anyways, we have a lot to do tonight because we also have Elimination Chamber predictions. We have to predict all two matches.
We do.
Terms for the pay-per-view.
The winner is going to have like 15 points on the scorecard.
Yeah. Yeah, I won with
honestly,
10 points.
We probably, if a match is announced, we probably should at least add it to this at a later date.
No, yeah. Right. Whenever they add something, we'll do it again later. We've done that before because this is not the first time they've done this. But first, we have to thank two new patrons. Want to thank Danny Rios and then this person joined.
Who are you?
So, who are you? Did a year sub. So, thank you very much.
Oh, who are they?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Anonymous.
It's spelled.
Maybe that's the clue.
WHO and then AHYOU. Who are you?
Who are you?
Yeah.
Maybe that's like an Arnold thing. Like,
yeah. Who are you?
Thank you, Danny Rios, and thank you, who are you, for the year.
Who are you?
And if you want to join them, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got all the cool brackets. We did the best feud/rivalry of all time bracket. Highly controversial ending. We also have Elimination Chamber recap coming this Sunday, and we should be all getting together at my house for that. So hopefully this is like the last of the Zoom shows. Like, I know Wednesday and Thursday it might still be icy on the road, so I don't know if Josh will be able to make it down here, but so if we have to do one more, we will. But after that, we should be fine. We've all had power outages or water breakings in our house, like just water pipes breaking. We've all had issues.
It's been crazy.
It's really been bad. This is like the coldest Houston's ever been.
Like, I know a lot of the country deals with this stuff regularly, but we're just not prepared for it.
Houston got an inch of snow and the whole city shut down.
Right.
That's crazy.
It said 18 a second ago.
It was 18. Yeah, it was 18 yesterday. And
It'll probably drop tonight again.
Right.
Oh, by the way, it'll be 70 next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Houston. Sunday, it'll be 70. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
We're back. We're almost there. Just a few more days. All right. So SmackDown starts with Roman Reigns. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, no. Sorry. My Kyrie button's broken, I think.
Are you, though?
Oh, no. It's working perfectly. That's right. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. This is like the 14th Reigns. Week in a row.
Yeah. Adam Pearce waits for Roman, Jay, and Paul in the ring. Reigns belittles Pierce, but Pierce has a contract stating that Roman will defend the Universal Championship inside Elimination Chamber. But Heyman tells Pierce Roman's contract states that he has to defend his championship
at their pay-per-view. At
Elimination Chamber, not inside. So he says, whoever you want to put in the Elimination Chamber, the winner will get a Universal Championship on the spot.
Yeah.
Right after. So Heyman also says, what are you going to do? You're going to fire Roman Reigns right before WrestleMania? He wasn't at last year's WrestleMania, and it was the lowest attendance ever.
Jesus. That was good.
Yeah. I mean, that was a good line.
It was a really good line.
So Pierce says, fine, we'll have some qualifying matches, but I think two men already deserve to be in the Elimination Chamber. One of them is Jey Uso, and then Pierce.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he took Reigns to the limit.
And then, like 6 months ago?
6 months ago.
Yeah.
And then Pierce leaves the ring, and as he leaves the ring, he drops his microphone. This guy's just not very good. You know, we got Drew McIntyre. He's dropping his microphone as he's leaving the ring. And then he gets out of the ring and he says, the other guy's Kevin Owens. So Reigns gets pissed off. He gets right in Pierce's face, but Heyman gets him to calm down and he doesn't hurt him. And then backstage after the break, Sonya Deville tells Pierce, we got to hurry up and get superstars qualified for Elimination Chamber because, you know, no one planned for this pay-per-view
at all
next week. And no one planned for this, so we got to just throw people in there. So how about we have Rey and Dominic Mysterio versus King Corbin and Sami Zayn, and the two winners of that match both get in Elimination Chamber. Pierce says, oh, that's a great idea. Let's do that. And Sonya says, oh, I already did it. They're on their way to the ring.
Yeah, by the way, okay, so thanks, Sonya. But you're really going to have Rey and Dominic make it? Yay, we made it as a team. Now, fuck you, Dad. Like, how does that work?
Right.
It's so stupid.
When does that ever work?
So dumb.
Yeah. But that whole thing with Sonya already making the match, it seems like she's trying to take his job and maybe will.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we can only hope, right?
Runs both shows.
Pierce is awful, so like...
Yeah.
Whatever we could do to replace him, Sony could take over. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. We got Rey and Dominic versus Corbin and Sami Zayn. Dominic hit Sami with a suicide dive, but Dominic also went face first into the announce table. Like, for smart. Real. So, ow. Ouch. And then Rey and Dominic hit the double 619 on Corbin, but then Sami hit Dominic with a haluva kick for the win. So, Corbin and Sami get in. No
haluva kick.
No shock there.
Yeah, right.
don't think anyone
it's
really...
It's like, okay, cool, this match needs bad guys. Sorry.
No change there.
No change there. Backstage, Roode and Ziggler try to persuade Pierce and Deville to put them in Elimination Chamber. Dolph even, like, tries to tell Sonya, like, hey, remember when, like, we used to... Well, no, we didn't fuck. But we used to, like, we were, like, pretending like we might fuck, but then we didn't, you know, when we were fucking with Andy and Otis because they were fucking and we were upset that they were fucking. So we were like, we're fucking. And then they were like, no, you're not. And
no,
we were like,
don't lie.
No, we're not. Roode and Ziggler try to persuade, put us in Elimination Chamber. And Sonya says, you could earn your spot if you beat Cesaro and Daniel Bryan later. So we'll get back to that.
Like, who's winning that one?
Yeah, exactly. also backstage, Sasha Banks is talking with Kalisto, but Reginald walks up and offers some champagne as an apology. Sasha talks some shit, but accepts the champagne.
Right. And Reginald was Australian this week, right?
Yeah, his accent is different every fucking week.
And like, what is with this guy?
I would say maybe that's his gimmick, but I just think he's just a horrible actor.
Well, that
they got him.
Why didn't she slap like the champagne away and be like, how about no, Bill Cosby? I'm good. Except,
oh
like,
my God, that would have been great.
I don't know. I guess she's gonna have.
Who are you? Oh, yeah. Thank you.
I guess she's gonna have another match with Carmella, and maybe Reginald will, you know, try to do something with.
It'll be a handicap match.
Like Sasha will fool his stupid ass and
yeah,
actually go with Sasha for a minute. Who knows? Who cares?
Reginald and Carmella versus.
Really, it's who cares? Sasha. Who gives a shit? Next up, we have a. What was that?
It is a who gives a shit.
Yes.
Next up, we have a Big E in-ring promo. He says, last week I defended my Intercontinental Championship against Sami Zayn and Apollo Crews, but much like Tom Brady on a celebratory boat parade, somehow I was left standing. You know, because he got drunk and everyone
wasted.
Everyone shit on Tom Brady for getting wasted. And it's like, you know, no one hates Tom Brady more than me or Joe.
Right.
But like, really, who fucking cares if he was drinking?
Seriously.
I mean, the hypocrites in this world are so plentiful.
Right. Yeah.
It's like
Super Bowl, you would not drink and get and party. What the fuck?
Right. That guy's 50 and just won his 7th Super Bowl. I'm getting fucked based right now. I'm telling you right now.
Did you see the daughter of the Lombardi trophy designer was upset because he threw the trophy at Gronk across the boat?
Yeah.
She's like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. It's like, what? This is not a Michelangelo like or a Picasso.
Right.
This isn't the
Mona
Lisa. It's a trophy.
He's a quarterback.
It's the greatest passer. Right. It's the greatest greatest connection in playoff history. Right. It's like they're not dropping that trophy. I could throw it to Andrew. Double the length. We're not dropping that trophy. So they.
And if they do drop it and it breaks, they could just, you know, make a new one like they do every year.
Yeah,
every year. Right.
It's not the Stanley Cup, which by the way they piss and shit in the Stanley Cup, but like it doesn't get passed around like the Stanley Cup. They make a new one every year.
Yeah.
Right.
You think that's the same one that the Packers won in Super Bowl I? You think that's the same one, really?
Yeah.
No, sure. Not so much.
If anyway. You really watch that footage, when he threw that trophy, it was a perfect spiral. There was a meme. It's like, good for Tom Brady winning his 7th Super Bowl and getting shit-faced. I get shit-faced like that all the time, and I don't win shit.
Right.
And then, you know, and also, I want to try the avocado tequila now. I'm curious. Because that's what he got drunk off of.
Avocado tequila?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So, I'm a little interested. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, Apollo Crews interrupts Big E and says, you know, I accept your open challenge. Big E says, well, I am issuing an open challenge, but not to you. Basically, anyone but you, because I've beaten you.
Anyone but Apollo you, challenge.
Yeah. Crews is like, I thought you were fighting champion. Big E's like, yeah, I've beaten you every time. Apollo won't lead, so Big E just says, bring out my next opponent. So we have Big E versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the Intercontinental Championship with Apollo Crews ringside. This match goes for a little while. Big E goes for the big ending, but Apollo Crews gets in the ring and drop kicks Big E for the DQ.
Like, of all the things to, like, come in and interrupt a match with, a drop kick.
Yeah. A drop kick and leave. I mean,
technically, that's his finisher, right?
Are you a heel or what? If you're going to be a heel, just, I mean, I guess it's building to that.
Sure, very slowly.
I guess we're just going to get more Big E Apollo Crews matches.
Yeah.
Except he'll eventually be a full heel. And he'll still lose.
For sure.
He'll still
lose. So what he does.
That's what he does.
That's his gimmick.
His finisher. That's his gimmick.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the return of Seth Rollins with the SmackDown locker room surrounding the ring. He comes out to burn it down!
Yeah, that was good.
And he's in a full leather suit.
Mm.
Now, when I say full leather suit, I mean the suit is leather. The shirt is leather. The tie is leather.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And now he's a father, so he is officially a leather daddy.
Yes.
Oh, yes, boy. That's right. Like, if you want to look like Jersey Shore, you nailed it, buddy.
Like, I loved it, but I hated it at the same time. Like, I kind of love to hate it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so, I more like hated it.
I mean, he's a heel. I guess he just wanted to look as evil as possible.
Well, it comes out to burn it down, but you can see that he's still the Messiah on the screen.
Right.
And then he looks like the Messiah. So you're like, I'm not falling.
No, of course not. Like, they could have done way better. Plus, he didn't even come out to this at the Rumble. He came out to his shitty gospel song.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's like, what? It's like they just all of a sudden had this idea. Oh, let's do this. It's like, well, but he already returned as the Messiah. What the fuck? Yeah.
Like, and what? What's like his new slogan?
I forgot. I don't even write it down. It's like, the same.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, it should be that.
Like, accept the change or something?
Something like that, yeah. Something like that. So, at first he says, a lot has changed since I was gone, but the thing that's changed the most is me. He talks about being a father has given him a new perception, but it's still the same Messiah bullshit. And once everyone realizes that, the SmackDown roster leaves, except for Cesaro. And at first I was like, oh, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
And Seth smiles and he's like, I knew you'd get it, man. But then Cesaro shakes his head and says, you haven't changed at all. And Cesaro starts to walk away. So Seth attacks Cesaro from behind. Daniel Bryan runs out for the save and Rollins retreats. So he's the same shit.
Great comeback, buddy.
Great comeback.
Yeah.
By the way, like, you know, he said he's trying to be the locker room leader. It doesn't really make sense for Reigns and Rollins to be on the same show when they're both basically doing the same gimmick.
Yeah.
Like, Reigns is like, it's me. I'm the head of the table. I'm the star of this show. Everything revolves around me. I'm the leader. And then Seth's like, I'm the Messiah, right? I'm the leader. Follow me.
Leader.
Yeah, they're both on the same show. Rollins not winning that title because Roman has it. He's not even going to fight for it. So what the fuck is Rollins going to do?
Right.
It just seems worthless. I don't know.
Hopefully.
I feel like you'd have to go to Raw to do something like that. I don't know. It doesn't make sense.
The craziest part, though, is SmackDown has still consistently been the better show.
Yeah, just I guess because it's shorter. It is an hour shorter.
Yeah,
it's easier to digest.
Yeah,
but like, are they like if these two characters, Reigns and Rollins, like pass each other backstage, like are they still friends? Like, are they still friends?
They be friends because now they're both bad guys?
Yeah,
they're frenemies. Like
frenemies. Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, Lugu's champ now. Yeah, I see you. All right.
Yeah.
See you later. All right.
Like, I would have been fine with a face Seth versus Roman at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know?
Would have been good.
We know Roman's winning anyway. I mean, unless Edge beats him. But I don't know. I guess we'll see. I guess it's still going to be Edge. Yeah. All right. Next up, we have Bayley versus Liv Morgan with Ruby Riott ringside and Natalya and Tamina watching backstage. And Michael Cole tells us that Natalya and Tamina are best friends.
Now they're best friends.
Yeah.
All right.
Best friends.
Yeah.
Sure.
Every week, a new best friend.
That's it.
And somewhere Beth Phoenix is going, what?
Yeah.
Right. I guess I'll just go fuck myself then.
Yeah. Anyways, Liv did a springboard off the second rope to give Bayley a face buster. Again, Liv is very underrated. She always does these really cool moves.
Yeah.
Billie Kay comes out to apologize to Ruby Riott. With some stupid picture of all of them. Ruby throws the pictures up in the air and some of the pictures land in the ring. And then Bayley rakes Liv's eyes while the ref cleans up the mess. And then Bayley hits the rose plant for the win. So same stuff. Riott Squad gets buried. Whatever.
Again.
Billie Kay causes it. Why do we keep doing this?
Yeah.
Why are Natalya and Tamina even watching this match?
Right. Like, why do they care?
With any of this? I don't. Like, is this just leading to Bayley and teaming with Billie Kay? Like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
It's just shit.
Yeah.
Which leads me to my next question. Why break up the Iconics? They would be like the second or third ranked tag team right now because they were former champs and they work well together. Like, they you know, like, why are they not an item?
Link them up just to put them in different tag teams.
So right.
That don't work.
Exactly. At least
Billy and Peyton had chemistry, not in the ring, but, sure. You know, microphone, they had chemistry.
Yeah.
My God. So next up we have the Street Profits versus Otis and Chad Gable. You broke up Heavy Machinery just to put Otis with someone that doesn't fit. Just put Heavy Machinery back together at this point because you've killed this push. You've taken Mandy away from him, basically. And he's like, what? Just give him fucking Tucker back.
Like, the poor man has nothing.
Yeah.
It's Tucker! Horrible. Come on!
Yeah, come back, Tucker.
That swerve was probably the worst partner swerve of all time.
Oh my God. Because
it literally led to nothing.
All time.
Yeah. And when you ever see the heel that leads the swerve disappear.
Right. And where is... it's just, where did he go?
Every, like, 2 months, you see him chasing after the 24/7 title.
Oh. Right.
This you could repair this super easy, right? You find out Tucker got traded to SmackDown for, you know, future considerations, because that's what they do. I mean, there's no other way to trade in wrestling. And like, Otis hears about this, he's pissed. He's like, I'm gonna kill Tucker when I see him, Tucker. And then like, Tucker apologizes by just giving him like a giant ham, and he's like, hey, Otis, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And then Otis is like, he's like mad, but he's like. But then he's looking at that ham. He's like, oh, but I hate you. But oh, that ham. I accept your apology, Tucker. And then, like, you know, they hug and eat the ham together.
Yeah.
And then there
like
you go.
Like Lady and the Tramp. Like, they just start at one end.
No.
Until they kiss.
And what would JBL think of that, Andrew? I'm just curious.
You know, I don't know. Some.
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
I can't believe they allowed him to say that just for the freaking audio clip that we can play every week.
They were thinking of us, clearly.
Yeah.
Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing, and BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. They got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you could imagine. They even cover awards, TV shows, and reality television. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Head to the website on your mobile device to sign up. And don't forget to use the promo code CLNS50 to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Next up, we have a Sasha Banks in-ring promo once again. Smoking.
Oh,
they should just call her Smoking Sasha Banks. Forget the legit boss. Just
forget all that.
Was around during the Attitude Era.
That works.
What they would be having Sasha Banks do?
Oh.
If she was around back then, even the aggression era, you know.
Live what? BJ celebrations.
Imagine the lingerie matches she'd be having.
Oh my God.
So Sasha says everyone's thinking about Bianca's WrestleMania decision, but her decision should be the EST, and that's me. So Bianca Belair comes out and tells Sasha, you ain't the boss of me. The women's tag team champions Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler come out and say everyone should be talking about us. And then Sasha says, oh yeah, everyone is. Roll the footage. And we watch Nia hurt her hole on Raw.
Yes.
And then
Reliving that.
Nia and Shayna attack them, but Sasha and Bianca take them out, and they even drop Nia on her hole again.
Yeah.
But she does not say my hole this time.
Thank God.
Which I don't know why. Like, if you're going to do it, then just do it, you know?
Do it.
Right, like the Titus thing. Like, they really committed to that.
Of course they did.
But, you know, you still dropped her on her hole. If you're going to do that, you might as well go all the way with it and have her scream my hole again.
Yeah, go all the way with the hole.
Both of my holes.
My holes. Yeah, because that's the thing. We still don't know which hole she was talking about.
Yeah.
It was her butthole. All right, next up we have Rude and Ziggler versus Cesaro and Daniel Bryan. Roman Reigns is watching the match backstage, and I did think good for Reigns to not let Vince make him watch TV like an idiot, like everyone else does.
Right.
He showed him, he's sitting in a chair and he's looking across, watching television like everyone else watches television, not like Natalya and Tamina were earlier, which looks horrible. So good for Roman.
Good job. Learning how to watch TV. He took the extra effort.
All right, here you go, Roman. We're going to have you watching TV. You're going to be positioned over there against the wall. And no, Vince. No. I'm going to leave. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. No, don't leave. Don't leave, Roman. Don't leave. I love you.
The head of the table is at the head. You would watch straight on watching TV.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's true.
So King Corbin and Sami Zayn come out and watch ringside. Cesaro makes Dolph tap to the sharpshooter. So Cesaro and Daniel are in the chamber. After the match, Jey Uso hits Cesaro in the back with a chair, and Corbin and Sami attack Daniel. And then Kevin Owens comes out and he stuns all the bad guys, just like Stone Cold used to do.
Stunner mania.
Three stunners. Yeah. KO sits in the chair, looks in the camera, and says, "I'm coming for you, Roman. We're not done. I'm not going away." So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's still another pay-per-view before Mania. So.
Yeah. We get to see Roman beat Kevin Owens one more time, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, God. Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyways, Raw opens with Miz TV.
Same old Monday Night Raw.
There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun. I don't watch Raw.
Good call, Roman.
Yeah.
Roman's
lucky.
When they saw Roman watching that match on SmackDown, they were like, "Oh, Reigns, is this also where you watch Raw?" And you know, Roman's like,
"I don't watch Raw." So.
I wonder if the superstars actually get like a little quiz. Like when they show up to SmackDown, it's like a Raw quiz.
Yeah.
When they show up to Raw, it's a little SmackDown quiz.
Right.
What did Cole say after the third match?
Yeah. It's like when you do defensive driving, the quiz is so easy that you don't even have to watch defensive driving.
Yeah.
Should you stab the person if they cut you off? No.
Yes.
Because the quiz is so easy, they're like, "What color was the guy's tie?" And you're like, "Really? Right. Fuck. Really?
God, I gotta go back."
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah.
We got Miz TV. His guest is Drew McIntyre. No John Morrison this week. Miz says he's making a Bad Bunny diss track. Alice.
Come again?
Yeah, please don't ever come again. Miz hypes Elimination Chamber and he tells McIntyre, who he keeps calling Andy, that's how you know Andy's like
a cool name.
It's not a cool name because Andy.
Andy.
He says, "You must be worried you're going to lose the WWE Championship." And Miz won't let McIntyre answer. And he mentioned Sheamus turning on him. So eventually McIntyre yells, "Will you shut the hell up?" Miz apologizes, but Miz keeps talking. And Drew says, "I'm warning you if you interrupt me one more time. I'm sick and tired," but then Miz is like, "I'm sick and tired." So McIntyre gives him a headbutt.
He warned him.
He did. Drew leaves, and then Miz cuts his first serious promo in a long time.
At least a year.
It was nice to see this Miz again. Like, I could take this Miz seriously. I could take Miz cashing in. I could take this Miz cashing in the Money in the Bank and winning.
Yeah.
I can't take the Miz with Morrison. Like, I guess just being with Morrison makes him an idiot.
I don't know.
It doesn't work for me.
He has like a IQ vacuum. Yeah. Just sucks the IQ out of you.
So Miz ends his promo saying, "Edge wants to talk about high stakes poker. Here's a move for you. I'm removing myself from the Elimination Chamber match."
And what is the motivation behind that again?
I think it's just so that he doesn't have to waste his energy because he could just cash in right after.
I guess. Okay. With two shots at the title.
I mean, it's really smart. You know, it's like, why am I going to go through hell when I have a guaranteed title shot whenever I want?
I guess. Yeah, I guess. Sure.
So backstage, Miz tells Pierce, "I want John Morrison to take my spot." And Pierce says, "I think about it." Later, Kofi Kingston tells Pierce, "I'm a former WWE champion." And Woods points out that Kofi's held that belt more recently than four people that are in the Elimination Chamber match.
That's a good point, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
When did Jeff have
it? It was great to see them actually acknowledge he's a former champion.
Jeff had it 15 years ago. Yeah.
I was surprised. Right. So Miz then walks up and Kofi says Morrison was never a WWE champion, but Miz says he's a former ECW heavyweight champion of the world. So Pierce's solution is to have Kofi versus Miz tonight. If Kofi wins, then Kofi's in. But if Miz wins, then Morrison is in. And Wood says this could be Kofi Mania Part 2. And Miz says sequels suck. So Kofi says, yeah, we know, because we saw Marine 4. We saw Marine 5, Marine 6. And Miz yells, those are classics. And he storms off.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then later in the show, Kofi beats Miz with Trouble in Paradise. So Kofi gets in.
Surprise, surprise.
Good for him.
Yeah.
At least they're acknowledging him as a former champion again. You know?
Now they have a guy that can start the match and get pinned first. So
I thought that's why Hardy was in it.
That's what I
thought. Oh yeah, him too.
It's
one guy to throw around the chamber and fuck up and
be the first two in, and then they'll eliminate each other.
Right.
And no one's in there for like 2 minutes.
Maybe. Andrew didn't like that comment. He's very serious.
He did not.
No.
He's glaring at me. Like, how dare you?
And begin.
And we're back.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Andrew. You were where I was.
Yes. So my power went out as we were doing the show.
Yeah.
So I drove to Joe's house since he lives like 5 minutes away.
And then kicked him out of his room.
I kicked him out of his room.
Kicked him out of my office. So now I'm where... in my son's room.
Yes.
Musical rooms.
Crazy. Yep. The things we do for these fans, huh?
These guys
driving icy road. Actually, all the ice is gone off the road now. So that's
right,
good. At least by us, it is.
Look, yeah. I mean, we put in all this hard work, and we just like seeing how happy it makes you. And we love letting you buy us tons of beers at live shows. So
that's why we do it, just for the beer,
free beers. Really,
yeah. All right, let's continue this shit show. All right, so next up we have the Hurt Business versus. The Hurt Business. Versus Riddle and the Lucha House Party.
Still with them. That's still a thing.
Take a listen to the three idiots before the match.
President's Day, Hunter Shato. So what better way to bring in one of my favorite holidays and my championship match this weekend at Elimination Chamber than sticking it to the Hurt Business tonight? But it got me thinking, like, who's your favorite president? Like, Abraham Lincoln, legendary vampire hunter. You ever see the documentary?
Please tell us about this documentary.
You guys see the documentary?
We didn't even do the joke.
It's sick. Well, what about Teddy Roosevelt with the sweet stash and the monocle? Or my personal favorite, Harrison Ford. When he single-handedly saved Chewbacca, bro. That was pretty dope.
All right, forget it. I can't take the whole thing. Never mind.
Please.
It's too long of a night.
First of all, Morgan Freeman's a way better president than Harrison Ford.
That's true.
I think we can all agree on that.
But still, get off my plane. That was pretty.
Yeah, he stayed on the plane to protect his family. I don't know. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Money plane.
Yeah. What was Morgan Freeman Deep Impact? He was like, we will reproduce or something like that, right?
The waters are receding.
Yeah. So during this match, there
you
was
want to bet on a monkey fucking a coconut? Money plane.
You want to see a dude?
I want to bet on that.
You want to see a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
Money plane.
What a shame.
I know. Such a dumb. That's all I was looking forward to.
Patreon exclusive, everybody.
Patreon exclusive. So during this match, there was a spot where Lince Dorado was going for a springboard backflip on Cedric Alexander. But right before that, Cedric's wedding ring came off. So he went to grab his ring, and that resulted in a botched spot. So
Yeah. Well, guys, I mean, his wife would have killed him.
Take your wedding rings off.
Yeah. I mean,
take off your wedding rings when you're going to wrestle professionally. Yeah. It's got to be a locker room or a bag. And if your wife doesn't allow it, it's divorce time. That's a good indicator. Well,
his wife is big swole, so she'll probably kick his ass.
Well,
either way.
True.
Or she's a wrestler and she understands, hey, you know, you can get in a second.
You have to.
Or the ref could pick it up. It also fell off at the end of the match and the ref kicked it out of the ring. So
right. Like, get it resized, bro.
Yeah. So everyone starts brawling in the end, but Riddle hits the floating bro on MVP for the win. And then after the match, Bobby Lashley comes out and he attacks Riddle and the Luchas. And once again, Lashley knocks Riddle out with the Hurt Lock.
Yep.
So, yeah, whatever.
I like how they put MVP in the match whenever, like, they want the good guys to go over.
Yeah.
Like, he always takes the fall for them.
He does.
Like, if MVP's in the match, you're like, oh, well, clearly he's being pinned.
Yeah. Like, he's
and a also, fun- are we protecting Cedric Alexander?
Right.
I mean, he's a, you know, MVP's a fine manager now. I kind of like the Hurt Business, but he doesn't need to wrestle anymore. He's not there anymore.
Right. Yeah. Be the right. No, I mean, for these type of matches, sure. Who cares? Right? I'm like he doesn't really wrestle that much anymore. So no. This is fine.
All right. Backstage, we got Mandy Rose pretty much hitting on Bad Bunny. She's wearing his merch, telling him he did great in the Royal Rumble match that he wasn't in. And then she wishes him luck on SNL. Excuse me, Mandy. You have a man, and he's a blue-collar working man.
No, that's over.
No, it's over?
That's done.
They never said it was over, though.
Well, they're on separate shows now, so it's over.
You think Bad Bunny sees Mandy like this from now on?
Yeah. Maybe. They should do segments where, like, every once in a while – we catch Otis like on Raw because he's like banging Mandy in a closet.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
What are you doing? He's like, oh yeah, oh, you know, like.
She's like, girl needs a little dick.
What?
Little. Emphasis on little.
Next up, we have Otis fucking Mandy in a closet. Wild cock.
Wild He comes out of the closet. And he's like,
Yeah. He's doing it.
Yeah.
They're like, wild cock.
Oh no. So anyways, Bad Bunny checks out Mandy's ass as she walks away. Then Damian Priest walks up and says something to Bad Bunny in Spanish, probably like, oh, you're gonna fuck her, right? Yeah, we're gonna double team her, awesome. And then Sarah Schreiber interviews the two of them, and Damian Priest mentions that Bad Bunny will be on SNL. That's two
right.
That gets interrupted by Akira Tozawa rolling up R-Truth to win the 24/7 title. Tozawa backs into Damian Priest, so Priest throws him into some crates, and then Bad Bunny pins him to become the 24/7 champion. I like how Tozawa had to win it just so that Bad Bunny could beat a heel for the 24/7 title. He couldn't beat R-Truth for it.
Also, I like how Bad Bunny was apprehensive. He's like, "No, I don't want it."
No, what?
Why?
This is going to be my
Damian Priest. You just got to the main roster. You could be a champion on the main roster. He's like, Bad Bunny.
Champion? I don't know. I'm not so sure. So after Bad Bunny and Damian Priest leave, R-Truth yells, "Take care of my baby and tell Lorne Michaels." Stop taking my calls. So three SNL references, and that didn't even make sense.
Right.
Tell Lorne Michaels to stop taking my calls?
Hey, but on a plus side, it's good to know that the Saturday night's main event's coming back soon.
Seriously?
Right. Joe Pisano's lock of the century is R-Truth winning the belt back during Saturday Night Live.
Oh, my God. Dude,
bet the house.
Later,
like he'll be doing like his musical number, and Truth will be like a background singer.
Of course, Lord won't allow that on the show.
Let me change my scorecard. Lock of the century, R-Truth, Bad Bunny. No, Bad Bunny's never dropping that title. Are you kidding?
Until he
retires from WWE.
We said the same thing about Gronk.
Well, Gronk had to retire.
Oh, yeah.
You got a new career. Come on, you're with the Bucks now.
Yeah.
Did you see the meme? It was like, why is it that Gronk is having a better post WWE career than Miro?
Too true.
Too true.
Too true.
Too true.
That one hurts the heart.
Yeah. So later in the show, they also have another like moment where they're like, don't forget to catch Bad Bunny on SNL this week. So maybe that's just part. I mean, yeah, they're on USA Network, which is owned by NBC, but maybe also because of the Peacock deal. It's like, well, now you have to have segments that mention SNL and of other NBC shows.
What other crappy shows can they mention?
Oh, don't forget to watch Young Rock tomorrow night.
Oh, Jesus.
Which, by the way, my parents are watching that tonight, and it is the most pretentious show. Like The Rock, some of the scenes are just The Rock sitting on a couch, and he's like, "Yeah, this part of my life is about this." And I was, oh my God, what a life! And it's like, oh my God, like Rock,
yeah,
come off so poor in this. Did we really do a show about you? Like, yeah, it was bad.
Another $20 million in his bank account, sure.
Right? Yeah.
All right, moving on. Next up, we have Charlotte Flair and Asuka versus Peyton Royce and Lacey Evans. And Lacey Evans cuts a promo before the match. Take a listen.
You know, sweetheart, I have been listening to your daddy's sweet, sweet words and knowledge. Really taking it all in.
Oh, if I had the soundboard, blah, 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 blah. especially now with what we know. And she even leaned into it, really taking it all in. Like, dear God. So Peyton Royce starts the match. She gets her ass kicked. She eventually makes the tag to Lacey, but Lacey leaves the ring and she grabs the mic to make the big announcement.
Calm down, get back. Wait. You're not putting your hands on me. Charlotte, I'm pregnant.
No, 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 blah, blah. No, 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 blah, blah.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing in wrestling history.
And Flair is so excited. He's like, yes. There's still
I'm trying to call me daddy.
And I did it again. Did we have sex? We'll ask you later. Okay. Woo, woo, woo. You're like, oh, my God, he's going to have a freaking aneurysm about this.
I can hear Joe wooing. I can hear Joe's woos from the other room.
From the other room, yeah.
Yeah, he's so excited, even though really when he thinks about it, he's like, wait, I can't even afford the kids I have now. Oh, my God.
Child support, get in the ring. Go find my daughter.
What child support? That's Charlotte if she's already child support.
Yeah.
So
when was the last time Lacey was in a match? I feel like it was not too long ago.
No, she was, a couple weeks ago when Charlotte beat her up and she won by DQ.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, going on that bender of like drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and finding out when you get back you're pregnant.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're all
the tale as old as time.
All the dirt sheets are saying she's really pregnant.
Right.
Yeah.
And they still
have not
working
into the show.
Yes.
What?
Yes. And they still have not said like, you know, what the deal is, like are they not having this match or not? Like it's still on as of right now.
Like she leaves, she goes, I'm pregnant. Then her music hits. I'm sorry. What happened to the match that was going on? When one of the tag team partners leaves and the match doesn't end.
Right. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Next up, we have Randy Orton backstage promo. The feed cuts during Orton's promo, and instead we go to creepy Alexa Bliss. Alexa says, in the fire, he was destroyed, but in the future, he will be reborn. And then we see Alexis sitting on the floor with candles and like the star with the circle drawn on the ground and
the pentagram.
Sorry, the pentagram. I didn't know what it was called. I'm glad someone knew. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. I mean, so it's a kid show. You got to keep up on these things.
You got to keep up with these. Yeah, kid show where they set people on fire. Yeah.
Right.
So the candles go out and then Alexa laughs and we'll get back to that later. Next up, we have Lana versus Shayna Baszler with Naomi and Nia Jax ringside. Lana and Naomi made some hole puns backstage before the match about Nia. And then Lana does hold her own in this match, but then Nia attacks Naomi. But Naomi drop kicks Nia into the ring post, and then Shayna makes Lana tap to the Kira Fuda clutch.
Yep.
And it's always like disturbing seeing Lana get beat like that because she's so not a wrestler. it just looks like Shane is attacking like a citizen, like just a random
bully. Right.
A citizen.
Like Scarlett's just like
a private citizen.
Like she's gonna murder Lana for real.
Right.
Backstage, Braun Strowman shows up and tells Adam Pearce, "You better have a damn good reason why you didn't put me in the Elimination Chamber match. Do you remember last time? What happened last time you pissed me off?" So Pierce explains he's just a messenger. It wasn't his decision. And Braun tells Pierce, "You need to tell Shane, or you need to tell Shane that he needs to make this right, or it's not going to be pretty around here." So I guess Shane will be coming back. I guess Shane is still going to be running things at some point, or he'll at least be back soon.
But like the big thing about the match is all the people in it are former WWE champions. Braun's a former Universal champion. Come on. Canon. They treat those titles separately.
Yes.
Yeah, but where does he even fit? He's going to attack someone before the match kind of thing?
Sure. Kofi.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah. Maybe we should add that to the scorecards. Right. So finally, we have the gauntlet match. Winner gets to be the last entrant in the Elimination Chamber. AJ Styles and Kofi started off. Woods was on the announce table playing the trombone. So Omos grabs him by the throat and slams him behind the barricade. And then the ref ejects Omos. But AJ still hits the phenomenal forearm for the win.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre comes out next and eventually hits the Claymore for the win on AJ. Jeff Hardy's next. They go for a while. He goes for a Swanton bomb, but McIntyre gets his knees up and then hits the Claymore to eliminate Jeff. And then Randy Orton is next. The two of them fight outside the ring, but then Alexa pops up on the fan screens.
Orton on every single one. Screen.
Yeah. Orton freaks out, and he doesn't realize that he's being counted out. And the ref's like, 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, the ref couldn't be counting faster.
I don't even think the ref was talking. I think he was, like, whispering. He's like, 1, 2, 3.
He certainly hates Orton.
Don't wake the baby. 4, 5. And like most of the time, refs are like, what? Yeah. What? Alexis, what? Right. No, but he's just like, no, there's a match. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. So Orton, he goes back into the ring, but McIntyre gives him a Claymore. Orton's eliminated. And then finally, last entrant in this match, Sheamus, his music hits. He attacks Drew from behind, beats him up outside the ring before the match starts. Drew's on the ground, but he tells the ref, ring the bell, and they fight for a while. McIntyre makes a comeback and goes for the Claymore, but Sheamus ducks, hits the ropes, and hits the brogue kick for the win.
And new!
So Sheamus got to be the last entrant in the gauntlet.
Yes.
And then he wins, and he gets to be the last entrant in Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
Pretty lucky.
Luck of the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Like, I think they just spoiled Elimination Chamber. Like, they showed us who's going to start and then, you know, who eliminates. Right. And
he deserves it, though. Hasn't Sheamus been in every Elimination Chamber match they've ever had?
Maybe.
I swear he's been in a lot of them.
Yeah, he has.
That'd be funny, Eric, if, like, they do have it, like, it's the same order.
Right, like, they start with Kofi and AJ, then Hardy.
And then McIntyre comes out, Hardy, yeah. Or, yeah, my God. There's probably a decent chance.
Let's just do this. It's already done. We already did it.
People aren't going to remember Monday.
Same order of elimination as well, except McIntyre wins, of course. That is all for Raw, so let's give some awards. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Leather Rollins.
I had Leather Rollins.
Nice.
Sweep it. Yeah, Leather Rollins.
Best dressed?
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks.
Yes.
Oh, I thought he froze. Sweep it. Yeah.
No. I didn't froze.
Yeah. But you have to have a serious face. You always freeze on this. You always freeze like, yeah, that's true.
I mean, what, now that Vega's gone, there's like, it seems like there's no competition anymore. It's just
Sasha. Mandy looked amazing. If Sasha was on the show, it would have been Mandy in the Bad Bunny ripped t-shirt. I'll take it.
If it wasn't a Bad Bunny shirt, sure.
Right, exactly.
Worst acting?
I had Braun Strowman.
I had Riddle. Riddle's just awful every week.
Yeah, Riddle's really bad.
President's Day is my favorite holiday. What?
Yep, Riddle for me.
Best acting?
Actually, I went with Seth Rollins on this one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wrong. Andrew? I had AJ Styles.
I had Kevin Owens. I don't know. I didn't think anyone was great, so I just picked KO.
Yeah.
Worst comment?
I'm pregnant.
Yes.
Sweep it.
Pregnant. Charlotte, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best comment?
This WrestleMania was the lowest attendance ever.
Yeah, that was funny. The last WrestleMania, because Roman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that, I had the Marine comment. The sequel thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Worst match?
Shane and Lana.
Shane and Lana, that was also my slow-mo.
Okay.
My slow-mo was Charshar versus Pepe. The pregnant match.
Right. Yeah, that was my slow-mo.
Best match?
The SmackDown main event?
Yeah, I think we have the same one. Cesaro and Bryan versus the Dirty Dogs.
I had the gauntlet. I like the gauntlets.
Yeah.
Worst move?
Grabbing your wedding ring.
Yes.
Yes.
Sweep Both, it.
Best move?
I had Stunfest.
Stunfest. Yeah. I had Liv did this thing where she ran off on the apron, jumped at Bayley. Bayley moved and she hit the wall really hard. I thought she sold the hell out of that. I thought it was a good move.
Worst moment. I'm pregnant.
Pregnant.
I had the 24/7 title stuff.
Bad Bunny.
The whole segment.
I just don't even care. Like, yeah, sure, give it to Bad Bunny. I don't care. That belt's been worthless.
Like, especially
since
the SNL plugs, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that belt's been worthless since they introduced it.
Right.
So, I don't really care about that anymore. And then best moment, it was same for me. Best move was the stun fest, so.
Okay. Mine was Alexa Bliss taking over all the screens.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that if that happened in my house.
All your screens are Alexa.
Yeah.
They all are. Then I had pass. All right. What else?
Breaking news. So Keith Lee and Mia Yim announced on social media that they are now engaged.
They are.
So Keith Lee is engaged to Reckoning.
Yeah.
Retribution.
Right.
Reckoning Lee.
Reck Lee.
Reck Lee.
Yeah.
To build on top of that, on Mia Yim's tweet about them getting engaged, Mick Foley responded and said, "I may be a little late to the party, but congratulations. I've heard of a legendary wrestler who officiates weddings." And Mia replied with, "I'll DM you." So Mick Foley may be marrying them. Yikes.
All right. I guess let's hope so. I don't know. Maybe on the show. Any other? I don't really have any other news. Do you have anything, Eric?
Yeah, so this is actually this is in our Facebook group. Luke Harris shared this. Parker Boudreau put out like a promo video.
Yes, that's the mini Brock Lesnar guy.
Mini Brock Lesnar, and it said like "Destroyer of Gods" or something. And like the video is like really freaking cool. It's really well done. It makes you really hyped for this guy.
Right.
I mean, he'll probably bomb horribly.
Yeah, it's hopefully just, not, you really don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So, anything else?
No, that's all I have.
All right, let's get to rumors. Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So multiple sites are reporting that WWE is now handing out fines to talent if they mention any third-party businesses on social media. This is different than Twitch and YouTube and shit like that. It's just like if you're having like a soda and you're like, oh yeah, this Coke's really good, like they'll ban you for that. or like, you know, if you're at a store or something, you tweet about the store. Like, it's just stupid shit now. Like, even if they're not getting paid for, like, even if it's not an advertisement, and they're just like mentioning, like, hey, like, I think it was and this is a great restaurant. You're fine.
I think it was aimed at, like, you know, paid partnership with blah, blah, blah. You know, like, oh, look, I use this meal delivery service.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
so it's just getting more ridiculous. And right now they've been trying to, like, you know, take as much talent as they can from AEW. And it seems like they're just going to drive them away.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they're offering people to make them re-sign like they are.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even Cesaro supposed to travel right now.
But still probably good money. I mean, it's hard to, I don't know, it's hard to turn down a guarantee in life.
Right.
Yeah.
It really is.
Also, Wrestling Observer is reporting that Keith Lee might miss Elimination Chamber due to injuries, which was also why he wasn't on Raw this week. So we might have to redo that prediction part.
Now we're down to one match. Yeah.
And then PW Insider reported that John Morrison's wife, Taya Valkyrie, has signed with WWE. She was the one that stormed off at last year's WrestleMania right in front of us.
Yeah, Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble, when Morrison got eliminated, yeah.
Right. So I guess next year, if she's in the Rumble, she'll walk to the ring and then just storm off. Like, not even enter.
That should be her gimmick.
Yeah, right.
Any other rumors?
I saw one where they're saying that everyone backstage seems really impressed with Damian Priest. They feel like they gave him a lot on his plate to start with, and he's actually handled it pretty well.
But, yeah.
I mean, the whole Bad Bunny thing, I mean, for a newcomer, that's kind of a big deal. That's like guaranteed TV time.
Right. I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah. Anything else?
Have we talked about the Bow Wow stuff? We mentioned it.
Yeah, we did last week. Yeah,
he's still going ham on people on Twitter. You know, he's trying to call out wrestlers.
Yeah,
that shit.
It's all a work.
Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, trivia time.
So, do you guys remember when the last men's single elimination chamber match was?
It wasn't last year.
It was not.
So, then it was 2019, right?
Yeah, and where was it?
In Houston.
Excuse me. So, just to show you how things never change, I would say, can you name the guys in that match? Here's your hint. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of the 6 are in an Elimination Chamber match this Sunday.
Yeah.
Jeez. Definitely Kofi.
Yeah.
Kofi, yes.
Daniel Bryan was in there.
He was the champion. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won.
Drew McIntyre.
Nope.
No. Sheamus.
He was a big enough Orton. Not Sheamus, but that's a really good guess.
Yeah, Sheamus. So I don't know if he was back yet.
So you got Daniel Bryan, Kofi, and Orton.
Jeff Hardy.
Yeah.
That's 4 out of the 6.
And AJ.
AJ Styles, there's your 5 out of 6. And then who was the sixth guy?
Braun?
He's not active.
Oh.
That's a pretty big clue.
Not active at all?
No.
Not wrestling right now. Still a superstar.
Oh, but he's in WWE, just not...
Yeah. Yep.
So he's injured?
Yeah, I guess. Yes.
Oh, wait, Mahal?
No.
What?
This was a 2017 when he was champ the whole time. No.
26.
Samoa Joe.
Oh, right.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, very interesting. This whole card was interesting because the Boston Hug Connection won the inaugural women's tag team championship.
Yeah,
that was when Mandy was laying down like with her ass pretty much right in our face for like 5 minutes. Yes. That was amazing. Yeah.
The Usos beat the Miz and Shane for the titles. So was that when Shane turned on the Miz and all that?
No.
Was it?
No. Mm-mm. We weren't there for that. It was the next pay-per-view.
Balor won the Intercontinental Championship against Bobby Lashley and handicap match. And
he did? I thought he won it at Mania.
It says he beat unless he beat he DQ? Beat him like by DQ.
The DQ.
But Leo Rush. Remember that whole fun
oh,
thing?
Oh yeah.
Oh my man. God. Like Bobby Lashley went from like Leo Rush, that was so horrible. Now he's with the Hurt Business, and it's like the best part of his career.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
So yeah, kind of funny. But yeah, that was really interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's do some fan questions. Ooh, man.
That was a hell of a gulp.
Yeah, jeez.
That was almost like a sound clip.
Yeah, that was like...
That's like from a commercial.
That's the new Aleister Black song.
Or that was from a porno. I don't know, either one.
Yeah. Either way.
All right, pop culture junkie, since Lacey Evans is pregnant, how about she gives rebirth to The Fiend?
Sure.
I kind of like that.
Jake Baker, push fire Barry to replace Lacey Evans. Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, Shayna Baszler. Obviously Ripley. Push Rhea Ripley.
Sure. Fire Flair.
Yeah.
Baszler.
Sure. Jason Deere.
It'll be fair. So just spoiler alert.
Yeah, of course. Jason Deere, are you a bit disappointed Miz didn't call him Andy McInfart? Just a little bit.
Kind of.
Might as well do it. Justin Stewart, I don't know if y'all saw the NWO John Cena figure that's coming out, but I think it'd be a good idea to get that as soon as possible while it's cheap. Eric, update.
It is pre-ordered. It is. Yeah.
You really think Eric wasn't going to get that? Come on.
Like, I even posted about it in my Instagram story. I'm like, yeah, I need this.
Right.
Yeah. Amir, I've got like a few figures that I got my eye on.
Yeah.
Like the Gargano and the Wolverine outfit.
Yeah.
And then they are
those exclusively elsewhere as well? Or like, can you just get those easily? Like, unlike Pops?
I mean, I wouldn't say easily. Like, the wrestling figure has a big resale market.
Yeah.
But I mean, they sell them at Target and Walmart and, you know.
Right. Okay. Amir, what should the answer to people who say you think you know more about wrestling than this or that wrestler, like how you're a critic or disagree with some of the opinions that wrestlers have? Like basically wrestlers saying you're just a fan, you don't know about the wrestling business. But my answer is always like we are fans, so we watch, and if it sucks, we're not going to watch at the end of the day. Like,
right, exactly.
At the end of the day, you're catering to our audience. If most of our fans all of a sudden told us they hated a certain segment of the show or something that was going on, we would have to stop it.
We would for sure stop it and change. Right. And
some things people love and we stop those too.
Yeah.
Like conspiracy theories.
Yeah. I mean, some things are special. You can't do them every week, you know?
Right.
It would water it down like Nakamura on the main roster.
Yeah. I mean, we've all said it multiple times. We would not be watching if it wasn't for this show.
No.
You know, how many fans have told us that they only listen to this show? They stopped watching.
I know. I mean, we'd fast forward through it. I mean, I was, you know, that's what we'd probably be doing. We'd kind of skim through it.
Well, I was not watching three, four wrestling shows.
No.
For sure. I was only fast forwarding Raw, and that was it.
Right.
Yeah.
Kyle Foxen just got a text from the authority. They think Roman Reigns is starting too many shows with boring promos.
Heyo, that's funny.
Zinga.
Carolyn Holly, not a question, but I hope y'all are staying as safe and as warm as possible. We appreciate the fact that even with everything going on there, y'all still are making the podcast for us. Aw.
That's commitment.
Thank you. You certainly know this week we are.
I'm in Joey's room.
Jesus. Disgusting. Later we're going to put a black light in the room just to see what's really going on in there.
Okay, but don't show me the results because I had to sit here.
Joe, when did you get a Jackson Pollock?
Yeah, the Guardians of the Galaxy joke.
Yeah.
We just watched that last night, and he's like, man, if you had a black light in here, it looked like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Oh, in quarantine, I watched the whole MCU by timeline.
How did you do that? That's too many hours.
Crazy, crazy boy.
Because I literally had nothing else to do.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You watched a few stinkers, let's be honest, right?
For sure. For sure.
Thor 1, Thor 2.
Yeah, both the Thors.
Captain America 1.
I like Captain America 1.
All right. All right. You went too far, Andrew. When he turns into Captain America, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And the rest of the movie sucked. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. All right,
How do you feel? Taller.
Yeah. Up until the point where it became Captain America, I was enjoying the movie, but after that.
Yeah.
All right, Zaheen, let's not get in. That's for another podcast one day. Like literally another podcast.
Another podcast.
Zaheen Rahman, Miz said his chamber spot should go to a young up-and-comer. Can you guys think of a young up-and-comer under the age of 30 on Raw?
I can't think of one. No. Oh, no. I mean, how many are under 30?
Like, is Mustafa Ali under 30? Maybe. I'm not even so sure. But yeah.
If he wasn't a joke, Riddle.
Maybe Damian Priest. Oh, 43. Okay. I bet he is old though, Damian Priest.
Oh, I'm sure.
What about Xavier Woods though? Maybe his turn.
Yeah, again. How old is he? Old. He's Damian Priest, 38, first of all.
Oh,
Xavier Woods in his 30s.
For sure?
Yeah, he's 34.
He jobbed out for a month to Retribution. I mean, there's no way he's getting in there.
Mustafa Ali is 34. So, yeah, not even him.
Oh, my God. There's nobody available.
Yeah. No. They don't have like an MJF.
They really don't.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
All right. Scott, John Morrison won his ECW championship because he replaced a superstar in the match. It was versus CM Punk, but who did he replace? Do you guys remember who he replaced in that match?
I sure do.
I don't remember. I honestly don't have any idea.
That match happened here in Houston.
It's. Who is it? Who is it again?
Chris Benoit.
Why did you say that name?
I didn't say Chris Benoit. I said Chris Benoit.
Now you.
Marty.
Hans the Mole Man Hart would be an amazing swerve if Rick impregnated Lacey so that Charlotte could take her place in a pay-per-view title shot against Asuka. I'd love to see that promo of him admitting it was his plan all along.
That's disgusting.
Disgusting, yeah. But I mean, it would be perfect flair, you know?
Perfect flair, yeah.
Yeah.
Bonesaw is ready. I never watched NXT when Riddle was on it. Was he always this over-the-top Spicoli character? It's getting really...
No. Like, towards the end, a little bit with Pete Dunne, but, like, no, not really. He was good.
He was always kind of stupid, though.
Yeah.
Not Spicoli stupid.
It wasn't this bad, no. Like,
not punchline stupid.
Not where he's making Air Bud references and shit.
Right. There was, like his best moment was when we thought he was going to turn heel at TakeOver New York.
But then
after losing to Velveteen Dream,
yeah,
I still think he should have turned heel.
Definitely,
sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Mark Saltz, how many times will someone break up a pin during the Elimination Chamber matches? That should be on the scorecard, but it'd be too many to like count.
Right? Yeah.
Michael Ha, better pregnancy, Lacey or Becky? We'll see. I guess we have to wait to see what happens with Lacey. Clearly,
right?
John, I haven't watched Raw or SmackDown in almost a year since Rumble 2020. How would you sum up the year in a quick 30-second summary? Also, my wife is loving the fact I'm not watching anymore. So, thank you guys. I would just hit Aleister Black for 30 seconds.
Blah, blah, that's blah, what, blah, 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 that's blah. What I would suggest.
Yeah.
I would just do a Wayne's World where you'd be like, you know, it was a really interesting year of ups and downs with the WWE where, you know, I think they really developed some characters. Joe, sucked.
Yeah. Cooper, the super duper pooper scooper. It's obvious Flair didn't impregnate Lacey. At Rick's age, his sperm is about as useful as Nia's hole or Andrew's taint.
Aww.
No more taint jokes.
Yeah,
everyone's taint is useless. What the hell?
Like when you no pre-read, that's what happened. No pre-read.
It's just like it's like. He's shooting dust.
Cal Guile, odds on Snitsky coming back to punt Lacey's baby. That's the only.
Hopefully, 100%.
Louis J. Gomez, who do you want to see in a 2 out of 3 holes match?
Andrew Pisano.
Sasha right now.
Yeah. Pushfireberry, this is from Peter Goyek. Pushfireberry, underrated tag teams of the early 2000s. Head Cheese, Al Snow and Steve Blackman.
Uh-huh.
Hardcore Holly and Crash Holly, and Too Cool.
Too Cool, I liked.
Push Too Cool.
Yeah.
I hated Too Cool.
Really? Brian?
Why, Eric, were you too cool to like Too Cool?
Yes. I loved Hardcore and Crash Holly because they came out and they're like, oh, we're super heavyweights. And they say like they weighed like way over. No, both of them. They'd come out like with a scale.
Not Crash, only Hardcore.
And they'd say like weighing in at well over 800 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I love that.
None of them are great, but I'd go Too Cool.
Jason Claver, update number 8, still on 97. I won't say much. Everything has been great. Stone Cold, Taker, Sean. Just thought I'd ask, at what point did you all start watching WWF on a weekly basis? For me, it was 97.
Weekly? Well, I mean, I did it as a kid because it was only, you know, Superstars on every Saturday and stuff like that. But I watched it pretty regularly when I was like 12.
Yeah.
I started watching it like religiously again in like 99, right before WrestleMania 15.
Yeah.
Like leading up to that.
Right. All right. That's all for fan questions. So it's finally time to do this Elimination Chamber scorecard that barely has any matches on it.
Yeah.
We're going to
see. All right, Drew winning. All right, Ty.
Yeah. Well, Eric's the champ, right? Is it Eric?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
We're going to skip Asuka and Lacey Evans for now because we don't know what's going to happen with that. We'll pick that later in the week.
I have Asuka winning with a submission.
Sure. Like, that's not going to change.
I have Asuka winning because Lacey Evans forfeits the match.
Show up.
So other.
Yeah, other. All right.
I have Asuka with a pregnancy.
Asuka with a baby. All right, United States Championship. So right now it's Bobby Lashley versus Keith Lee versus Riddle. Who you got?
I got Lashley.
Yeah.
I'm going Rogue. I got Riddle with a pin.
Mark it down.
It's down.
I got Lashley with a submission. I have Riddle taking the fall, and I have no one interfering.
I have Lashley taking the fall, one interference.
I have Riddle taking the fall, one interference.
Okay. Then we got the WWE Championship Elimination Chamber, Drew McIntyre, Randy Orton, AJ Styles, Sheamus, Jeff Hardy, and Kofi Kingston. Let's do – well, no, we all have the same. We all have Drew McIntyre, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that doesn't matter. Which two will start the match?
I have AJ and Hardy.
That is correct.
That's what I have.
Of course.
Eric's going to be declared champion before he ever gets to the pay-per-view.
I know.
And he retains.
Unless Riddle wins. Who's eliminated first?
I have Hardy.
Hardy.
Yep. who's eliminated last?
Sheamus.
Sheamus?
Sheamus, yes.
Oh, my God.
It's too easy. Who has the most eliminations?
I got Drew.
I have Orton.
I have McIntyre. How many?
Two. Yeah.
All right. Let's just do it. Just rip it up right now.
God, the extra one's very nice. Good job.
Yeah.
No, it was mine. No. And any? How many people interfere? I have zero.
Zero.
I have one.
Yeah. Who?
Omos.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He'll reach his big, like, bear mitt, like, through the cage.
I'm going to change it. Good job.
Yeah, Eric. I'm going to change it, too. All right.
Oh, bullshit.
It's pulled an Eric. I pulled an Eric on Eric to beat Eric. It makes a lot of sense.
All right, then we got the SmackDown Elimination Chamber number one contender match. Cesaro, Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbin, and Sami Zayn. Who you got?
Which we'll I got do Daniel the long Bryan.
Oh. All right. Eric's got Daniel Bryan.
I wanted to go rogue on this card a little bit because I haven't had the title in a while. I know Owens is the favorite here, but I went Cesaro off of his promo. Whoever wins is going to lose to Roman anyway.
Right.
So
yeah.
I went Cesaro. It's either Cesaro or Owens. There's only two choices here, I think.
Well, at least we finally differ because we all have different answers. I stuck with Kevin Owens.
Okay.
God, imagine another loss on a pay-per-view.
Right. See, that's why I put Brian like.
But he cut that promo like at the end of SmackDown.
They can just throw it away.
Yeah.
All right. Who are the who two guys? Which two guys start the match?
I have Brian and Owens.
I have Sammy and Cesaro.
I have Sammy and Cesaro.
Nice.
Who's eliminated first?
Jay
Uso.
Oh, okay. I have Sammy.
Yeah, maybe.
Who's eliminated last?
I have Daniel Bryan. That's funny. So we're flipping them.
Yeah.
I have Corbin. Mm. Who has the most eliminations?
Owens.
Owens.
I have Corbin as well for that.
Okay.
How many?
Two.
Yeah, two again. It's hard to have two more than two.
It doesn't seem like he could go higher than that, you know?
Two again. How many people interfere?
Zero.
Roman could interfere in this match, but I don't know. Not during the match.
Right. All right, and then finally we have the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus to be decided.
I have TBD losing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also have TBD losing.
Yeah. Sweep it.
Yeah.
Pin.
I have pin.
Hey, I have submission. He's been winning with that choke.
Oh, we'll smart. Smart.
How many people interfere?
Zero.
Yeah, I'm going to say zero. Like, if Roman can't beat a guy who's just in a chamber match by himself, it's not very legitimate.
I'm going to say one. Over, under 5 minutes.
Over.
I originally thought under, but, I mean, there's only 30 minutes of pay-per-view, so it's got to be over.
Yeah, I think, well, at least my prediction is that Owens wins and Roman thinks he's going to get an easy win and it goes a little longer, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, we got surprise appearance. I'm putting the Fiend, FYI. I didn't write it yet, but I'm putting that.
He comes out of the chamber, huh?
Well, I'd rather try to get 10 points than just take a point.
I know. I put someone down. Kirk, did you put anybody?
I put no one.
And he will win by one. I put Triple H. I just wanted to put a name in there.
All right.
Okay.
Who is what's the opening match? Pretty sure doesn't count.
U.S. title.
SmackDown Chamber.
I put the Raw Chamber.
All right. All different.
What's the main event?
I have the Raw Chamber.
I have Roman Reigns, the Universal Championship match.
Yeah, that's what I originally had, but now I'm thinking how could Elimination Chamber end without a chamber match? I'll keep it, I guess. Reigns versus whoever. Predicted match that hasn't been announced yet.
Big E versus Apollo.
Yeah, that's what I have.
That's good. I put Nia and Shayna versus Lana and Naomi.
Okay.
Does the announcer table break? This could mean anything. It could just break. Nice. Like Tony Storm and NXT.
I mean, know.
I changed it because on the main show, we usually do how many announcer tables are broken. And then lately, because of the COVID shows, it's been does the announcer table break or how many times does it break? So, yeah, just I have that it does break. I think it breaks in the triple threat match.
I have yes.
Does The Miz cash in?
No.
No.
I don't know why I put yes, but I'm putting yes. I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
And then lock of the century. Pick a winner from any match. Guys, it could be any match on this card.
Any match?
Any match you want.
Okay, I'm going to do Apollo Crews then. It's a match that hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, boy.
And I think he's
smart.
Oh, you're joshing yourself there.
The Roman Reigns Award goes to Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I know.
Correct.
So there you go. Eric wins by two.
Maybe.
That's right. I'm going to walk into Mania with that belt, baby.
All right. Well, hopefully by Sunday, all this ice and snow will be gone. All the power will be back and we'll be together again.
Well, yeah, it should be 70 degrees. So
it's 70 degrees. And that's in Houston, that's freezing. So,
right.
Yeah.
All right, guys, but make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling and become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You have to watch this show to really understand what's going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see you guys after Elimination Chamber.
Yes, we will.
See ya. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacy Keebler is that high. And we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling?
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.